talking about a home.
From the people who bring you Charleston Home and Design Magazine, the Charleston Home and Design Show, and Charleston's online home show, charlestonhomeanddesign.com, this is Talking About a Home. Talking About a Home is a home show on the radio, featuring interviews with local experts, home tips, trends, and ideas you need to know to make your home better. This is Talking About a Home.
Well, I don't mind if you do. Drank a little too much to show up at my house. It'd be nice to hear the truth. Is it killing you not holding me right now? If falling into me is the only thing you think is gonna get you through.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a home show on the radio. This week's home theme song was by Riley Green and Ella Langley, Don't Mind If I Do, in addition to the great Chris Isaacs Talking About a Home, and special thanks to today's show producer, Ashley Rowell. In addition to our radio show Talking About a Home, we also published Charleston Home and Design Magazine, winner of the American Society of Interior Designers Excellence in Design Media Award, and also winner of the American Institute of Architects Charleston Chapter's Honor Award for Journalism. You may also be familiar with the Charleston Home and Design Show, which we organize. It's happening 2 weeks from today at Patriots Point in Mount Pleasant. Well, we got a great show lined up for you. This is a very exciting time at Charleston Home and Design Magazine. We have a lot of moving parts right now, and a lot of great stuff happening. First off, let me just tell you about our guest today on the radio show. We've got custom builder Travis Arnett with Arnett Custom Homes, and Arnett Custom Homes has one of seven homes. There will be seven homes on the first ever East Cooper Luxury Home Tour happening Friday, January 30th from 11 a.m. until 5 p.m. And that is a ticketed event. You need to go to charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Tickets are only $50 plus tax and fees. And Arnett Custom Homes rebuilt a custom home on the site of the Wedding Cake House, which you may have heard on the news. It's that round shaped house with three round levels that resembled a wedding cake, got severely damaged during Hurricane Hugo and was never repaired. It was torn down, and Arnett Custom Homes has built a beautiful new custom home on site. Well, so you definitely want to get your tickets for the East Cooper Luxury Home Tour. This is a $16 million house. It's for sale if you happen to be in the market. And when do you get a chance to walk through a $16 million home? And you can on Friday, January 30th, as part of the East Cooper Luxury Home Tour. Get those $50 tickets before prices go up at charlestonhomeanddesign.com, charlestonhomeanddesign.com. We'll also be speaking with some of the sponsors of our Charleston Home and Design Show, which is going on the same weekend as the home tour, January 30th through February 1st at Patriots Point. We'll be talking with one of the sponsors, Shelf Genie, Chris Doris with Shelf Genie. Also, we'll be talking with another one of the sponsors, Dave Gephardt with Blue Haven Pools and Spas. Also, another sponsor, Charlestown Plumbing. We'll be talking with Warren DeHaven. And also, we'll be talking with two other builders that have homes on the East Cooper Luxury Home Tour, custom builder Andy Barber with Generation Homes, and also Todd Nowicki with Hunter Quinn Homes. Once again, seven custom-built homes on the first-ever East Cooper Luxury Home Tour happening on Friday, January 30th from 11 a.m. until 5 p.m. Get your tickets, your $50 tickets, at charlestonhomeanddesign.com, charlestonhomeanddesign.com. It's also a very exciting time for Charleston Home and Design Magazine because our new winter issue is out, And we're very proud to have one of the founding members of Hootie and the Blowfish on the cover, Mark Bryan. He's their lead guitarist, and it's a beautiful, beautiful feature in our winter issue. You want to pick that up as soon as possible. By the way, we'll also be giving out free issues to Charleston Home and Design at the Charleston Home and Design Show. So that's that, and it's also our kitchen issue. So we've got 70 plus local kitchen projects. But let me tell you a little bit more about the Charleston Home and Design Show. As I mentioned, it's happening Friday, January 30th through Sunday, February 1st. We've got free admission on Friday from 11 a.m. until 6 p.m. And then tickets are only $5 Saturday and Sunday, and kids under 18 are free. It's free parking all weekend. We've got two celeb-inspired designer rooms. One of the rooms is designed by Siwa Furniture. And they're taking inspiration from Darius Rucker. So it's a Darius Rucker celeb-inspired designer room. And then the other room, designed by Atlantic Bedding and Furniture, is designed in the image of Tom Cruise. So you definitely want to check that out. We've got an industry networking party on Friday evening. So after the show closes for free admission, if you're interested in networking with other building professionals, tickets are only $25, and you get complimentary beer, wine, and catered food. It's free for all builders, architects, and interior designers, and we're very proud to have Carolina Energy Conservation as one of the sponsors, and also West Elm as one of the sponsors as well. We've also got free design consultations for with local interior designers and architects going on. So if you're interested in a free design consultation, call Charleston Home and Design Magazine. Have a great weekend. And now we're talking with custom builder Travis Arnett with Arnett Custom Homes about the East Cooper Luxury Home Tour happening Friday, January 30th. As part of the Charleston Home and Design Show. How you doing, Travis?
I'm doing great.
Good.
Thanks for having me.
You bet. You bet. We're very grateful to Arnett Custom Homes, who will have one of the seven homes on the East Cooper Luxury Home Tour, and this is a very it's a pretty noteworthy house. I guess you would call it a famous house. At least the site is kind of famous. Travis, can you tell us about the home that was built by Arnett Custom Homes and that will be on the tour on the East Cooper Luxury Home Tour Friday, January 30th from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Yeah, I would love to. So this house was formerly known by some as the Wedding Cake House due to the previous house that was on this point that was circular in nature with tiers of circles or cylinders resembling a wedding cake, hence the name. We looked at renovating that building, but the type of construction, the condition that the building was in, building round has its own difficulties. And it was decided that it just needed to come down and put a new building in its place. What's really unique, first and foremost, is the site. There's not another one like it that I can think of anywhere. Maybe the lighthouse at Morris Island.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you've got almost more than 180 degree views of the ocean in every direction. You look back at Breaches Inlet and the bridge across at Isle of Palms, then at the sandbar, then at the ocean, then at Sullivan's, the beach at Sullivan's. It's just one of a kind. And then the house that we built there is unique itself. Part of the design was to have an ode to the previous house. We do have some you know, the porches are circular, and they create just wonderful views as well. So you really have to go to the edge of the porch just to see any land. It's almost like the house is floating in the water, and it's pretty unique from that standpoint.
That's right.
The pool is pool and spa are underneath the house. You know, half of the pool is hidden underneath the house, and then the rest of it goes right out to the rocks, where you could, you know, you feel like you're almost in the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
So lots of outdoor open space, those types of amenities, the views from the kitchen, the dining, the living room, the scullery. When you wake up, the views from any of the bedrooms are just picturesque. So we were really excited to be selected to be the builder of this home. And what else would you like to know?
Well, so it all started as the it was called the Wedding Cake House because the previous structure on that site of Breach Inlet on Sullivan's Island, as you mentioned, it was a round shape house, so it had like a large round space on the ground level, and then a smaller round space in the middle, and then an even smaller round space on top. So it did resemble a wedding cake from that standpoint. And from what I read in the Post and Courier, it got damaged during Hurricane Hugo, and it really never got repaired after that. And so the house stood vacant for many, many years, and it was just too much of a challenge to try to remodel that original wedding cake house, right?
Yeah, it was going to cost too much for what we could, the house would allow us to do to it. Right. And probably take longer to build.
Right.
So the site itself has its own challenges. The house itself, the original house, was built on a World War II installation, military installation, and the foundation was, in fact, round, and that's why that house was round. We actually did not remove that foundation. We incorporated it into our own foundation as an anchor or a pile, might be the best description there for people to understand.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. So you've got, I'm looking at the winter issue of Charleston Home and Design Magazine. There's a 16 page, mini feature, about the East Cooper Luxury Home Tour. And this particular house is one of seven homes that folks will be able to walk through on Friday, January 30th from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. And tickets are required for the East Cooper Luxury Home Tour. They're $50 plus tax and fees. And you can get those tickets at charlestonhomeanddesign.com, charlestonhomeanddesign.com. But what one of the things that I think is very compelling about the East Cooper Luxury Home Tour is these homes are private residences. They're not open to the public. In this case, this particular home on Breach Inlet that Arnett Custom Homes constructed, this house is actually for sale, right?
Yes, that is correct.
And what is the asking price?
I'm not sure I wanted to be quoted, but I think it's close to $16 million.
$16 million. So just think about that. How often do you get a chance to walk through a $16 million house? It would be a little weird to call up a real estate agent and say, hey, I want to walk through this particular house. They'd say, really? Are you sure you can afford a $16 million? I don't know how they vet the people to walk through, but eventually you would have to say, come up with some grand lie about why this is just not going to fit your needs or whatever. But In this case, you don't have to do any of that silly nonsense. You just go to charlestonhomeanddesign.com, buy yourself and another person a ticket. They're only $50, and you get to walk through seven homes that are, you know, multi-million dollar homes, including the newly rebuilt custom home at the former site of the Wedding Cake House, which a lot of people know about on Sullivan's Island. So talk about some of the features of the home itself, because I'm looking at the description of this particular house. Trimless interior molding package, Venetian plaster ceilings. How is what are Venetian plaster ceilings? How do they differ from sheetrock?
Well, there's sheetrock behind the plaster. In the bedrooms, all of the ceilings are vaulted.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had placed a Venetian plaster up there for some kind of effect. When you get to the house, you'll see that it's, you know, modern looking house, with a lot of, it's all stucco now. All stucco, the porches are stone, the loggia is stone, the front porch is stone. We've got hardwoods throughout the interior. But, you know, looking to keep with the hard materials, you know, from a design aesthetic. So stone, stucco, plaster, which has more of a stone feel, rather than just painted drywall.
Mm-hmm.
So
neat.
We've got a cast in place, or a cast surround for the fireplace. And I think we also have some Venetian plaster, going on there as well. Got the big accordion doors that everyone loves when you've got great weather outside. I think they're maybe 18, 20 feet wide.
Mm-hmm.
And that just, you open both of those up and the whole house just gets so much bigger when you incorporate the porch.
Yeah. And those accordion doors, they kind of meld the indoor living space to the outdoor living space, right?
That's right. That's why we love Charleston.
Yeah.
And Sullivan's Island.
That's right. Well, it sounds like an amazing home. I've interviewed you at the site when it was still under construction, and I know that that the folks that are buying tickets for the first ever East Cooper Luxury Home Tour are going to be blown away when they visit this particular house on Sullivan's Island. And so we want everyone to, tickets are limited. They're starting to sell pretty briskly now. We are limiting the tickets so that we don't overwhelm the neighborhoods or anything like that. So get your tickets before the East Cooper Luxury Home Tour sells out at charlestonhomeanddesign.com, charlestonhomeanddesign.com. They're only $50 plus tax and fees. And in the meantime, Travis, how can folks get in touch with Arnett Custom Homes?
Yeah, absolutely. They can email us. They can find us on the internet, arnettcustomhomes.com. They can call our office at 843-271-8668. Happy to talk to anybody. We love building custom homes. Just passion of mine and my whole team that we have.
And the owner of this house, the former Wedding Cake House on Breach Inlet on Sullivan's Island, he is a repeat customer of Arnett Custom Homes, correct?
Yes, that's correct. We've done several projects for him over the years, from downtown to Sullivan's Island. This will be our third project on Sullivan's. We did some luxury condos. It was our first Sullivan's project with him, known as the Sullivan's House on Middle Street. And then we did his personal home a couple years ago as well, on Sullivan's. Mm-hmm. So love repeat business. We like taking clients and turning them into repeat clients.
Well, that speaks volumes about Arnett Custom Homes, because the fact that the homeowner would rehire Arnett Custom Homes over and over again, obviously you have a very happy customer on your hands, and that speaks a lot about you and your team at Arnett Custom Homes. So congratulations on that, and look forward to you'll be at the home for the East Cooper Luxury Home Tour, so you can talk directly to Travis Arnett with Arnett Custom Homes, and thanks so much, Travis, for taking time out of your schedule to tell us about the rebuilt home on the site of the Wedding Cake House on Breach Inlet on Sullivan's Island. Thanks so much, Travis.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Tom.
And now we're talking with Chris Doris with Shelf Genie, and we're very proud to have Shelf Genie as one of the sponsors of the Charleston Home and Design Show. It's happening Friday, January 30th through Sunday, February 1st at Patriots Point in Mount Pleasant. And Chris, thank you so much to Shelf Genie for being one of the sponsors of the Charleston Home and Design Show.
Absolutely. We're excited to partner with Charleston Home and Design. It's always been a great partnership for us.
You bet. Well, take a moment and tell our listeners all about Shelf Genie.
So Shelf Genie is really a company that's focused on trying to get you the most out of your storage, how to maximize that space, both organization-wise, amount of space-wise, and also accessibility. We actually, you know, when we come into somebody's home, we like to go in and look and say, okay, not only what you're storing and how you're storing it, but how you like the space to flow. What do you want to do with the space? How's it going to best suit you? And then we come up with quite a few different options and give you a 3D drawing, because we really want you to see, this is what it's going to look like. Here's how it's going to function. So we give you an interactive 3D design of your design. And then, of course, we give you a quote. We manufacture everything in our own facility. We don't outsource anything like that for manufacturing. All the people work directly for us. We don't subcontract anything out. So we just focus on giving somebody a premium experience and help them maximize their space.
What parts of the house can Shelf Genie help homeowners?
Well, kitchens have always been a really big area for us. Of course, we do kitchens. We also do pantries. Pantries are probably half our business, whether it be a cabinet pantry or a walk-in pantry or a closet pantry. But we also do a lot of work in other areas such as bathrooms, laundry rooms, closets. Anywhere you've got storage, we've got ways to help you maximize that storage and get the most out of it.
And Shelf Genie is very well known for those quality pull-out shelves. And if you've got an older kitchen, you may not have pull out shelves, and which means, you know, there are some things in the back of those base cabinets that you may have forgotten about 10 years ago. And Shelf Genie, you folks will come in and install those pull out shelves and organizers in those base cabinets and other places of the home.
Absolutely. So we custom make everything to fit. So there's no one size fits all type of solution. We actually look at your storage, what you're actually storing in that space, and come up with the best solution. And it's custom designed. We manufacture it in our own facility. Been in the Charleston area for a long time. Our company's been around for 25 years. Super high Google reviews. So everybody loves us. We do a great job with your home, and we appreciate the opportunity you can give us.
And talk about the process. You mentioned when Shelf Genie visits a homeowner, you're looking around to see the different spots that they need some help in. And what happens from there?
Well, so like I said, we try to look at that area not only from a amount of storage standpoint, but, you know, how to make that accessible. All the storage in the world is no good if you can't access your items in there. So we really focus on accessibility and organization. and how the how you like the space to flow, because we can walk into the same home, same model, maybe 10 different times, and we're going to come up with 10 different solutions because everybody has different items to store and everybody likes to use their space differently. They like it to flow differently. So we really tried to look at all those pieces to build some solutions with the customer that works for their life and how they like to use their space.
Well, what will homeowners see when at the Shelf Genie display at the Charleston Home and Design Show happening Friday, January 30th through Sunday, February 1st at Patriots Point in Mount Pleasant?
We've actually got a display that's got a lot of the kitchen solutions that we offer. There's so many things we can't show at all, but we've got a lot of the kitchen solutions. We're also displaying some of the bathroom solutions that we offer. We also have an interactive kiosk that you can play with and see some of those other areas of the home and how Shelf Genie can actually benefit your storage in other areas.
Well, that's great. Well, we want everyone to come out to the Charleston Home and Design Show Friday, January 30th through Sunday, February 1st. And Friday, January 30th is our traditional free admission on Friday. So come by from 11 to 6 for free admission on Friday, January 30th. And then if you can only come by on Saturday or Sunday, admission is only $5. So very affordable. And we want everyone to come out and see the Shelf Genie display at the Charleston Home and Design Show. And in the meantime, Chris, how can folks get more information about Shelf Genie?
They can actually visit our website at shelfgenie.com. You can see a lot of the information about the solutions that we offer. You can actually see our team that services the area. And then you can also book an appointment online if you'd like, or call the number that's there and book an appointment.
All right, great. And you can always find Shelf Genie within the pages of Charleston Home and Design Magazine and on charlestonhomeanddesign.com. We've been talking with Chris Doris with Shelf Genie, one of the sponsors of the Charleston Home and Design Show happening Friday, January 30th through Sunday, February 1st at Patriots Point in Mount Pleasant. Thanks so much, Chris.
Thank you.
And now we're talking with Todd Nowicki with Hunter Quinn Homes, and we are very happy to have Hunter Quinn Homes involved with the first ever East Cooper Luxury Home Tour happening Friday, January 30th. It's all part of the Charleston Home and Design Show, which is also happening Friday, January 30th through Sunday, February 1st at Patriots Point in Mount Pleasant. How are you doing, Todd?
I'm doing great, Tim. How are you doing?
Good, good. So Hunter Quinn Homes has one of the seven homes that will be on the first ever East Cooper Luxury Home Tour happening on Friday, January 30th from 11 a.m. until 5 p.m. And there's seven homes that folks will be able to walk through. And this is a ticketed event, and tickets are available at charlestonhomeanddesign.com, charlestonhomeanddesign.com. They're $50 a piece plus tax and fees. We're very happy to have Hunter Quinn Homes as part of the first ever East Cooper Luxury Home Tour. And I'm looking at the feature we have in the new issue of Charleston Home and Design Magazine. It has dual level covered porches, a custom kitchen with ceiling height cabinetry and glass transoms, decor luxury appliances, an oversized walk-in primary shower, and custom closets, all available in the Hunter Quinn home. That's one of seven homes that you'll be able to walk through on Friday, January 30th, and get your tickets at charlestonhomeanddesign.com, charlestonhomeanddesign.com. It's to benefit the Charleston Home Builders Association. But in the meantime, Todd, tell us about the overall housing market, and how is Hunter Quinn Homes doing?
Absolutely. Well, Tim, 2025 was a really good year for us. We've seen a lot of growth still in the market. I know there's a lot of noise out there, but home building in Charleston is definitely remaining very strong. Actually, our home sites program amounted to about a third of our sales. So a large part of our growth this year has come from home sites, which is offering construction of a new home on someone else's lot. So if you own a lot and need a builder for it, we're able to provide that service for you. These buyers usually are more discerning when it comes to design and color palettes and selections. And so it's really challenged us and our team. We've got a great design team, great project managers that really stepped up and has began to offer things that we traditionally haven't done in the past. And I think the end result is been really spectacular and exciting to be part of.
Well, that's great. What are buyers asking Hunter Quinn for more in the new year?
So on the design side, we're seeing more of a what we're calling an organic modern look, which is kind of different than what we've seen traditionally. It's where each room is getting represented a little bit differently. You're still keeping the natural tones in the homes, but it's less monographic. There's some pops of color, and we're really seeing a lot of different textures in terms of wallpaper. Is that kind of makes a comeback, which we haven't seen in, you know, probably the last 20 years, but wallpaper and wall coverings are becoming really trendy as we move into 2026.
What other trends are you seeing from that buyers are asking for?
Yeah, so it's getting interesting. It's, you know, when we're as a builder, we always kind of think in terms of architecture, sticks and bricks, things of that nature. But what we've noticed and what we've seen, our buyers are asking us more and more about the exterior of their home, their landscaping and hardscape packaging. You know, traditionally we'd put in a normal type of package on a home for a customer, and then you'd see, you know, a week later they're ripping it out and adding things. And so our customers have been coming to us and saying, hey, can we go ahead and do this as part of the package as buying the house? And we're able to offer that service. We partner with Land One. They help us to do upgraded design for both the landscape to make sure that the customer's getting exactly what they want in terms of how the street view of their house is going to look, but also with hardscapes. And hardscapes are getting really interesting in terms of the different things that people are asking for and wanting that we're able to provide, from pergolas to pavers to fire pits. We've done putting greens, irrigation, uplighting, overhead lighting, just all kind of, if you can imagine it, we can definitely meet that buyer need.
Does Hunter Quinn have any model homes that people can see these new trends?
Yeah, actually in 2026, we just have two models in the Charleston area that opened up. The first one's at Founders Park. It's near Somerville. And another one up in Creek Point at Monk's Corner. You can visit HunterQuinnHomes.com, set up an appointment to go look at it, or just stop by. The model hours and the locations are listed on the website. And you'll be able to see some of this organic modern styling that is becoming trendy in 2026, see some of the hardscape stuff that we're offering. On top of that, we have a multitude of homes, depending on where you may be in the Charleston area, from Mount Pleasant to West Ashley, the Ravenel area to wherever. We probably have 20 to 30 houses that are either finishing up or finished that we're happy to take anybody on a tour through and kind of show them the different architectural styles of the houses and the selections and the color palettes that we're using now.
Well, you can take your own tour of one of the Hunter Quinn homes on Friday, January 30th, as part of the East Cooper Luxury Home Tour. There will be 7 custom-built homes on the tour, and Hunter Quinn Homes has a home in Mount Pleasant at 1370 Lucinda Street that you can check out all those great trends and that Todd's been talking about. And for tickets, tickets are only $50 a piece plus fees, and they are located, you can buy them at charlestonhomeanddesign.com, charlestonhomeanddesign.com. And the tickets are limited. We always take special care not to overwhelm any neighborhoods that the tour homes are in. So we cut off tickets at some point to make sure that we don't sell too many. And in the meantime, Todd, how can folks get more information about Hunter Quinn Homes?
As always, the best way to do it is to go to our website at HunterQuinnHomes.com. or homesites.com. Either one of them will get you to our website pages, and from there you can reach out. We have online sales counselors that can talk to you via text or give you a call, or you can navigate the website. It's pretty intuitive. A big gallery, photo gallery that you can look through. All our plan offerings are available on it. The options that we offer are also available there. So I would strongly encourage anyone that is interested in purchasing a new home in the coming year, HunterQuinnHomes.com.
And you can always find Hunter Quinn Homes on the within the pages of Charleston Home and Design Magazine and on charlestonhomeanddesign.com. We've been talking with Todd Nowicki with Hunter Quinn Homes, and check out one of the seven custom built homes, one of them built by Hunter Quinn Homes, on the East Cooper Luxury Home Tour happening Friday, January 30th from 11 a.m. until 5 p.m. Buy your tickets at charlestonhomeanddesign.com, charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Thanks so much, Todd.
Thank you very much. Always great catching up. Take care.
And now we're talking with Dave Gephardt with Blue Haven Pools and Spas, and we're very proud to have Blue Haven Pools and Spas as one of the sponsors of the Charleston Home and Design Show happening Friday, January 30th through Sunday, February 1st at Patriots Point in Mount Pleasant. How you doing, Dave?
I'm doing great, Tim. How are you today?
Good, thank you. Dave, take a moment and tell our listeners all about Blue Haven Pools and Spas.
Sure, I appreciate the opportunity. Blue Haven actually is a franchise, a national franchise that's been around since 1954. So we have 70 years, actually, now going into 71 years of experience. Blue Haven, the franchise actually in the Charleston market, is owned by a family, the Pepin family, that has been in the pool business for about 42 years now. And the sons took it over, and we became a Blue Haven franchise about 16 years ago. We are a custom gunite pool building only. We don't do fiberglass or liners. So that allows us to do a lot of customization. So we can create the backyard oasis however the person would want it. There's no predetermined design or anything like that.
Well, that's great. There are a lot of pool builders here in Charleston. What truly sets Blue Haven Pools and Spas apart from the others in the industry?
That's a great question. The first thing I like to talk about is just the structural. We use upgraded rebar in it, so we have a lifetime warranty on our structure. It allows us to really design, but do it and build it strong so it can last for our the client. We have that warranty is also transferable if the person does sell the house. That's very important. One of the things that I love that we have the most here at Blue Haven is we have smart feature technologies. In essence, what it is it can be anything from a remote control off of your phone where you can control everything from the heat to the lights to fire pits to a waterfall. If you're coming home from dinner and you want to have the spa set up for you, you can just from your phone, you can turn your spa on so everything's set for you when you walk in from dinner. You can transform with the lighting, obviously, and then give you a different nighttime atmosphere. Another thing we do with our smart filter, and we're unique, we have it exclusive on this, is we use microband technology when it comes to the filters. These are oversized filtrations combined with the microband technology that will take care of all of the different types of algae and obviously the different type of microfibers and whatnot in the pool itself. It helps reduce stains, odors, and filtration.
Okay, well that sounds pretty good. Can you explain the core idea behind Blue Haven's builder program and what makes it unique?
Absolutely. What we have done at Blue Haven that's different than any pool builder actually in the country nationally is we have a builder division. That's actually what I run, the business development, to where we actually dedicate a sales team that works only with builders. We don't work with homeowners, we work with builders. And so when they're building the house, they contact us. We have special terms of payment. We have special maintenance that we do. So we can get involved in doing, whether it be a model home, a parade of homes, or just with a client coming in and wants to have a custom home. But as with the builder program, we're unique. Builders are looking for someone to basically take this off their hands that they can trust. If your clients would actually want to look at us and compare us to anybody locally to the area, I invite everybody to go on Google and look at the reviews, at the five-star reviews. We've actually had the top end and have actually for the last 2 years won Pool Builder of the Year for the Charleston area. And we're very, very proud of that.
Oh, that's great. Congratulations on that. When a homeowner has Blue Haven build a pool for them, what can they realistically expect in terms of a timeline?
Great. That is such a good question, because a lot of it has to do with permitting. But once the permitting and everything is set up, because we do have to get a permit, but once we put a bucket in the ground and start going, our claim to fame is we can have you in your pool in 70 days. Now, as long as we don't have any weather delays or anything like that, we can do a pool in 70 days.
Even in the busy summer months?
Absolutely.
Oh, good. Absolutely. For you. That's great. What would you say the key differences are between a pool built by Blue Haven and a pool that's built by a competitor?
Well, the first thing I would say is that with a national franchise, we have the backing of that. So what it does, it allows us actually to go out, and we have a larger buying power for a lot of the equipment. So from a competitive pricing standpoint, we can save people a tremendous amount of money. Second thing is what we do at Blue Haven that other pool builders don't do. We have a brick and mortar location actually in Charleston that you can go. We have three full-size pools there with different types of travertine and decking and just different finishes that people can actually see what it's like and not have to look at a picture, or they're looking at stones out of someone's trunk. We can have a showroom. They can go in. They can see examples of everything that they're going to want to put into their pool.
That's nice. And you have a beautiful showroom, by the way. I've visited
Thank
it
you.
Frequently.
We're very, very proud of that.
Blue Haven operates at a national scale, but it's locally owned, as you mentioned. Can you share a bit about the company's history and the Pepin family's role as local owners?
Absolutely. Brian and Rob Pepin are the owners of the company locally. As I shared earlier in our discussion, that you know, their whole family, their parents were involved in the pool business. So Rob and Brian actually grew up in the pool business. They have they bought the franchise, the Blue Haven, about 16 years ago. So they've actually been committed. And being a locally owned, they're very committed to the Charleston area.
Well, that's great. Yeah, Brian, I don't think I've met his brother, but Brian is a great guy, and I have met him before at some of our home shows. And speaking of home shows, thank you so much to Blue Haven Pools and Spas for being a sponsor of the Charleston Home and Design Show coming up January 30th. That's Friday, January 30th through Sunday, February 1st at Patriots Point in Mount Pleasant. So we want everyone to come on out to see Blue Haven Pools and Spas. And in the meantime, how can folks get more information about Blue Haven?
The best thing to do would be to go on. I would recommend going on the website. Please do look at the Google reviews, but contact our corporate office, which is right there off of Peppermill in North Charleston. And we can get them directed to a designer for your particular area. One thing that is fantastic that we have that I didn't mention is we actually have nationally ranked designers. We have one designer that's actually been the number one designer in the country for the last 4 years. So we have a lot of experience with our designers. Mm. But contact us. We will get somebody out to you within a matter of a day or two or whatever we can work out.
Well, we're very proud to have Blue Haven Pools and Spas as one of the sponsors of the Charleston Home and Design Show coming up Friday, January 30th through Sunday, February 1st at Patriots Point in Mount Pleasant. And you can always find Blue Haven Pools and Spas within the pages of Charleston Home and Design magazine and on charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Thanks so much, Dave.
Yes, Tim. Thank you. Appreciate the opportunity.
And now we're talking with Warren DeHaven with Charlestown Plumbing, and we are very proud to have Charlestown Plumbing as one of the sponsors of the Charleston Home and Design Show happening Friday, January 30th through Sunday, February 1st at Patriots Point in Mount Pleasant. How are you doing, Warren?
We're doing great. Thank you, Tim. We're happy to be a part of this great event as well.
You bet. Well, Warren, take a moment and tell our listeners all about Charlestown Plumbing.
And so if you're not familiar with us, Charlestown Plumbing, we're a full service residential and commercial plumbing service here in Charleston. We're family owned by me and my wife. We've got, you know, several trucks to get to you, provide same day plumbing services, especially focused on residential customers and emergency situations where you need somebody and need somebody fixed, need somebody out quickly.
Well, very good. Well, Charlestown Plumbing, people recognize your trucks. You've got that cute little dolphin as part of the Charlestown Plumbing logo. And what's the name of that dolphin?
Charlie.
Charlie the dolphin. Yeah, very good. I've seen your trucks all over town for sure. And if there's one thing I have discovered over the years is you always want to have a good plumber that you trust that you can call whenever you do have a problem. And if you don't have a go-to plumber, you might as well make Charlestown Plumbing that go-to plumber. So what will you be talking to homeowners about at the Charleston Home and Design Show happening Friday, January 30th through Sunday, February 1st at Patriots Point in Mount Pleasant?
Well, the first thing we're going to be there for is just to get to know everybody that comes by the home show. We want to introduce ourselves and let everybody know, like, if you need a plumber, you need a dependable plumber, give us a call. I mean, we're available 24 hours a day to get you booked and get a plumber out there to service your needs. But we're also going to be highlighting some of the unique features that we as Charlestown Plumbing have. I don't know how many of your customers are familiar with trenchless pipelining, but Charlestown Plumbing, we actually rebranded from a different company, and that company was the first company to bring trenchless pipe relining technology to Charleston. So we've actually been doing this since 2018. It's a method to replacing your sewer lines without having to dig up your house. So those customers that have older infrastructures, older houses, they're looking at renovating their house. A lot of times the infrastructure under your house isn't really thought of during the renovation phases. And then further down the line, you realize, man, I probably should have addressed my plumbing under my house because it decays just the same way your roof does. So we're going to be highlighting some of those products that we provide there. We'll also be highlighting some of our water filtration features that we have. Water quality is a big concern of a lot of people these days. We do provide several options for whole home as well as point of use water filtration systems. And then finally, if you just stop by and meet us, talk to us, we're going to give you a discount card for whenever you do need a service, because inevitably you're going to need a plumber at some point in time. And when you need us, we will be there and we would love to serve you.
Well, that's great. Well, thank you so much to Charlestown Plumbing for being one of the sponsors of the Charleston Home and Design Show happening Friday, January 30th through Sunday, February 1st at Patriots Point in Mount Pleasant. And stop by on Friday, January 30th, opening day, and we have free admission from 11 a.m. until 6 p.m. And then on Saturday and Sunday, if you can't make it Friday, Saturday and Sunday admission is only $5 per person. So very inexpensive way for you to make all the contacts that you need for whatever you need done at your home. And this time of year, everybody has a project. But in the meantime, Warren, how can folks get more information about Charlestown Plumbing?
So you can find us online if you go to our website at charlestownplumbing.com, or if you just Google Charlestown Plumbing, we'll come right up. So visit us online.
Very good. All right. Well, we have been talking with Warren DeHaven with Charlestown Plumbing, one of the sponsors of the Charleston Home and Design Show happening Friday, January 30th through Sunday, February 1st at Patriots Point in Mount Pleasant. Thanks so much, Warren.
Thank you, Tim.
And now we're talking with custom builder Andy Barber with Generation Homes. And Generation Homes is has one of the seven custom-built homes on the first-ever East Cooper Luxury Home Tour happening Friday, January 30th. And all of these homes are in Mount Pleasant, Sullivan's Island, and Isle of Palms. And the East Cooper Luxury Home Tour is all part of the Charleston Home and Design Show happening at Patriots Point, also on Friday, January 30th through Sunday, February 1st. How are you, Andy?
Doing good. Thank you.
Well, thank you for taking a few minutes to talk to me about the Generation Homes home that will be on the East Cooper Luxury Home Tour. Can you tell us about the home that Generation Homes built?
Sure. This is a brand new home. It's actually finishing construction now. It should be ready by the tour date. And it's nestled extremely convenient in the old village right across from Moultrie Middle School. We're at the corner of Simmons and Rose Lane. This is about a 2,100 square foot custom home we're putting together. It is for sale, and it's a great little home, extremely convenient location. It's a cute little cottage design that Jody Crosby, a local designer, has put together for us, and it's really going to be a beautiful little compact cozy home nestled right there in the village that's just convenient to everything.
Fantastic location in the old village and highly sought after. Everybody seems to want to live in the old village of Mount Pleasant.
Yeah, it's and it is, like I said, it's right there at the corner of Rose Lane, Simmons Street. If anybody knows where Brown Fox Coffee is, we're literally next door to it. They back up next to Brown Fox Coffee. So
nice.
It's they say location is everything, and this house has it. So
sure. Well, tell. I'm going to read off of. We have a feature in our new issue of Charleston Home and Design Magazine, a 16-page feature on the East Cooper Luxury Home Tour, and let me just describe a few of the bullet points of what folks will see at this home. It was designed by Apricity Home. There are impact rated windows, and for some of our listeners may not know what that means. What are impact rated windows?
Yeah, so the windows that we use in our homes are impact rated windows. They're, for the lack of a better term, hurricane resistant windows. So when there is a hurricane approaching the coast, you're not going to be hanging off the side of your house trying to screw or nail up plywood to cover all your openings. These windows are built and tested to withstand the impact of flying debris. So, it's just another feature we put in all of the homes Generation Homes builds is all of the glazing in the house is impact resistant. So it's typically windshield glass like you have in your car.
Mm-hmm.
It's what we use in our windows.
Yeah, and you don't have to wait for a hurricane for those impact rated windows to help you because they also help you with 24/7 security. It's gonna take an awful lot for someone to break through one of those windows.
Yeah, they also considering the location of this house, they also provide a lot of noise reduction.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's true.
Help keep everything nice and quiet.
There's a gas range and tankless water heater.
Yep, we typically put in either propane or natural gas. This house will have propane. And it will run the gas cooktop and Rinnai tankless gas water heater.
Oh yeah, very energy efficient, and everybody loves cooking with gas. That's for sure.
Oh yeah.
The main level is where the primary suite is located, and that's another thing. People don't like climbing stairs, so that's this is not an elevated house, by the way, so it must not be in the flood zone.
No, it's not. It's in the overlay district in the town, but it is not in a flood zone. So it's a crawl space design house. So it's a cottage style. So it sits low to the ground. The main level does have the primary suite with a bathroom, large walk-in shower, soaking tub, large custom closet, master closet, and then the living room, dining room, kitchen are kind of a semi-open plan. They wrap around the staircase, so it gives you a little bit of privacy from dining to living, split by the kitchen. But it's a really neat little laid out plan. And then there's also a laundry room off of the kitchen that goes to the back entrance to the driveway that has a stack washer and dryer that we'll be providing as part of the home. Little prep area, wine fridge, and some pantry storage back there as well.
Well, you mentioned it's a cottage size home, but it sounds like it's packed with a lot of custom features. There's an upstairs media loft and expansive front porch as well. And I'm looking at the photo of the house in Charleston Home and Design magazine. It's also got a Galvalume metal roof, which everybody loves here in the raindrops in the summertime on that aluminum roof.
Yeah, it's we actually did a full blown standing seam metal roof. We originally were going to use a Galvalume roof.
Oh, okay.
And at the end we dropped back and just, you know, for that neighborhood, several of the houses there on that neighborhood have either standing seam or Galvalume, and the full blown standing seam metal roof is just a much better look, and you know, at that price point, it's pretty much needs to be standard. So we went the full blown metal roof, and yes, it does have the front porch is 8 feet, 9 feet deep by 30 feet long. So, you know, again, that typical low country cottage, just a full front porch that looks out over Rose Lane. And you're right there at the corner, you know, again, right across the Moultrie Middle School. So you can literally, from the front porch and the back deck on the house, you can see the farmer's market, the school. You can even watch the Christmas parade, Mount Pleasant Christmas parade
that's
from
great.
The back deck. So it's right there.
Nice, nice. Well, we want everyone to come out for the first ever East Cooper Luxury Home Tour. It's happening on Friday, January 30th from 11 a.m. until 5 p.m. And this is a ticketed event. Tickets are $50 plus tax and fees. Proceeds, half the proceeds benefit the Charleston Home Builders Association, which I know, Andy, you are very involved with the Charleston HBA as well. So it's a very good cause. And in the meantime, how can folks get more information about Generation Homes?
Our website is pretty simple, generationhomessc.com.
Very good. Generationhomessc.com. And once again, come out for the first ever East Cooper Luxury Home Tour happening Friday, January 30th from 11 a.m. until 5 p.m. And tickets are available at charlestonhomeanddesign.com, charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Thanks so much, Andy. Appreciate you taking the time.
Thank you very much.
You've been listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. To make contact with any of the companies featured on today's show or listen to previous week's shows, visit charlestonhomeanddesign.com. That's charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Please tune in again next weekend.